In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, like the Israelites in exile, who were dead spiritually, like Lazarus, who was dead physically, we come into this world spiritually dead, yet you raise us to life. In the waters of holy baptism, you regenerate our spirits. We're born again in the waters of baptism by water and the word. You make us whole again. Though we are sinners, we're also saints, your saints, Jesus sinners. And Lord, we thank you for this life that you give us, this life where we could see our sin, this life where we could see our Savior. And we pray this in Jesus' name, our Savior's name. Amen. And so today we continue our Lenten journey to Jerusalem, where on Good Friday, Jesus will be crucified, die on a Roman cross. The time of the events portrayed to us in our gospel text today from John chapter 11 is about 6 weeks before that Good Friday. Jesus had been on the east side of the Jordan River, where John the Baptizer had been in his early days, when he received news of the death of his friend Lazarus. And Jesus purposely delayed going to Bethany so that his power and glory could be witnessed as he would raise Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been dead and in the tomb for 4 days when Jesus arrived in Bethany, as you heard, where Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha lived. After 3 days, a corpse would begin decomposing. Actually, the decomposition begins immediately after death, but it is not much visible till after 3 days, while the smell does not manifest itself until 3 days plus. Lazarus had been dead long enough, 4 days, that his sister Mary knew that his dead body would give off a bad odor when Jesus gave the order to take away the stone. But that didn't stop Jesus. Not the odor nor the degree of decomposition was a hindrance to Jesus as he went about raising his dear friend Lazarus, whom he loved, from the dead. Why is this important? Because when Jesus comes again and gives the order for the dead to be raised, it won't matter what state of decomposition your body is in. Whether it has been dead for a few seconds, or a few days, or a few centuries, it won't matter. The words of Jesus given as a command will raise all the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life. I have heard it said that if Jesus had not called out Lazarus' name when he issued the call to come out and had left his command open-ended, then all the dead would have come out of the grave that day. But his command was limited only to his friend Lazarus for a reason. And that reason was to show the glory of God to those who were present and to us, to you and I. When Jesus commanded Lazarus come out, neither heaven nor hell could have prevented Lazarus' resurrection from the dead. Even so, while many of the Jews believed what they saw and heard, some of them went to the Pharisees and reported what they had seen and heard. This began the plotting, as you heard, of the Pharisees and Jews to take Jesus' life because they feared the people would begin following him. If that happened, they would lose their power and standing before the Romans, who ruled the country by force. From that day forward, they made plans to kill Jesus. Remember also, it was only just a few days before this when Martha became perplexed because her sister Mary would not help her prepare food for Jesus and his disciples. Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him. Jesus acknowledged that Mary chose the better thing. Now, Jesus, after hearing from Martha that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, showed to Martha and to the world that he had power to raise the dead to new life. You see, he wanted Martha to believe in him also, that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah. And a few days later, Martha's sister Mary anointed Jesus for his crucifixion with oil at a dinner in Bethany that was given in Jesus' honor. Lazarus was at that dinner also. And I've often wondered what the conversation between Jesus and Lazarus was at the dinner table that night. What would Lazarus have said to his Lord Jesus? Could it have been something like this? Lord, I was in paradise, and you brought me back here. Why, Lord? Now I'll have to die again before I can go back to my heavenly home. Why, Lord? Most certainly Jesus would have answered his friend Lazarus by saying something like this. My dear friend, I would only ask someone who is my dear friend to experience what you have experienced so that your sisters and those around here might see and believe that I have authority to raise the dead. But whatever was said at that dinner, we know that then the Pharisees and Jews plotted to kill not only Jesus, but they also plotted to kill Lazarus, so that the people would not believe Jesus' power to raise the dead. Dear ones, believe this, believe it well. Your Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes again, has the power to raise you from the dead, no matter how long you have been dead. No matter that your body becomes dust or ashes. He raised Lazarus from the dead after his body had begun to decay. He raised the widow's son at Nain from the dead as he was being carried to the tomb, dead less than 3 days. He raised the little girl who was the daughter of the synagogue ruler from the dead. She had just died a few minutes beforehand. As far as resurrection goes, it doesn't matter how long one has been dead. Jesus has power over death because Jesus is life. He is the Son of the God of the living. That is what he wants you to know this morning. That is what he wants you to believe with all your heart, against science, against reason, against the culture of death that you live in. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have life, now and forever. He will raise you to new life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.